Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV.
The Broncos are very confident in kicker Brandon McManus, who's rose to the occasion all season long, came back and hit that huge field goal in overtime last week to get the victory over Cincinnati. And now it's time for the favorite part of the show, Mace's Three Keys.
You give it such a build-up, Phil. I don't know if I can live up to
that.
It
can live up to it,
Mace. Every week you do.
I try. Anyway, number one, play a good game from start to finish. Look. They had the problems in the second half, the first three games of December, and then last week the problem was the first half. Fell behind 14-0, could have easily been 17-0 if Mike Nugent had his field goal attempt. So he wanted to get a good effort from start to finish. The Broncos really haven't had that since November. And frankly, if they don't have a full 60-minute effort, they're not going to go very far in the playoffs. So you've got to have that today. Set a good example. Get some momentum going into the postseason. Number two, make Phillip Rivers uncomfortable. Go back to December 6th at Qualcomm Stadium. Pressure really broke down the Chargers protection scheme. You know, you had Malik Jackson with the pressure that led directly to Danny Trevathan's pick six late in the first quarter. And then as the game went on, the pressure continued, led to some sacks late in the game. So you want to make sure that Phillip Rivers is operating under duress. Their offensive line is banged up. The Broncos, we know what we can do in terms of their pass rush. They're going to try to get at Phillip Rivers as much as possible. And finally, protect Brock Osweiler. Now, some of that is on him. He's learning how to better get out of traffic, how to better step up in the pocket rather than drifting, as Gary Kubiak has mentioned over the last few weeks. But they have a big challenge today. Melvin Ingram, as I mentioned earlier in the show, 5.5 sacks in the last four games. He's going to be tough to stop. The Broncos allowed a sack to him on December 6th. They're going to try not to do that again. One thing that could help protect Brock Osweiler, though, is the up-tempo, no-huddle looks that they used last week. That got the offense going. It got the tempo up, and if the Broncos can do that again, maybe Brock Osweiler can operate under a little less pressure than he did in other games. And that's key to this game, I think.
You know, we're going to do what we think we have to do to win. And we knew they had a good defensive football team, and we felt like we know we got one, too. So we thought we'd be in a game kind of like it ended up, a low-scoring football game. But, you know, I think at that time it was just a matter of us doing what we had to do. So if we got to do it again, it's nice to know we can do it well.
We're obviously out there to score some points. A lot of points, as many as we can, you know, every time we get a chance. But to control the ball and not give them a good field position, that's always been our job and our stance, controlling the tempo of the game by doing that.
I enjoy it. No huddle is something that I'm very comfortable with. It's what I did in college, did it in high school. And then obviously it's something that I've practiced a lot here. Haven't had too much experience in the games, but it's certainly something I'm very comfortable with.
So the Broncos looking to run an up-tempo type of game here today. And we heard from Mace's three keys of the game. Matt, what's one of your keys?
Well, I think the first thing that the Broncos need to worry about is not watching the scoreboard when those scores come up. You can't be concerned with what the Jets are doing, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Chiefs. None of it can be of concern to the Broncos today. We can watch the scoreboard all we want, but they better not be, because all they need to be focused on is getting a win, getting that bye, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, we know how important this game is today. Let's take a look at some of the scores around the league that the Broncos shouldn't be looking at, like Matt just said right there. But you see here,
it's good for
us, New England and Miami late in the third, it's 10-10, so something to keep an eye on there. Of course, if the Patriots lose and the Broncos win today, they'll have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, and obviously that could be huge. We know what the number one seed meant for the Broncos a couple of years ago. But that being said, there's a quarter left to go. Tom Brady's going to have some chances. So, again, like you guys said, the Broncos need to focus on their own business and not anyone else's today.
Okay, and my final thought of the game here, we've seen the Broncos' mental toughness over the last couple of weeks. I want to see them come in with a playoff mindset today, make sure that they're sharp, because this is their final tune-up before it really counts, and hopefully the Broncos will be back here in a couple of weeks in the divisional round. Okay, that's going to do it for the BTV Live pregame show. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani, and enjoy the game.